Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Daylight Savings Time, Spring Forward, Reality, Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with your friends and anyone else you want to share about the show. The show is growing organically. I don't know how it's growing, but I know how it's growing. You know, what is the biggest problem? What is the biggest challenge out there in the world? What is it? Is it global warming? Is it animal rights? Is it finance? Is it health? Is it the coronavirus? Is it relationships? No, the biggest problem, in my opinion, I'm sorry, I am a happiness specialist, the only happiness specialist that exists that I know of, the biggest problem are the people that are not happy, unhappy people. Unhappy people panic. Unhappy people behave in a different manner than people who are settled and rooted in, foundationally know and trust that everything that's happening is in order. Everything is happening is a bigger plan, is a divine plan, is a plan that I can't even conceive of. It is called, the word is trust. People that are content, people that are at peace, people that know, that are able to be open to new beliefs, new ideas, new way of thinking, consciousness, those people change the world. It's the people that are, listen, I'm not hating on you program people. I'm not hating on you people that are programmed, that believe, that have beliefs that will, that are so deeply rooted, you're just not able to switch them. In fact, let me ask you, let me challenge you. When is the last time you've changed your belief about anything? What is the last time you've done a total 360? Is it a 360 or is it a 180? A total 360, you've turned around and you said, you know what? That belief is outdated. That belief doesn't work anymore. That belief doesn't bring me any peace. I'm just throwing the question out. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about the truth about happiness. And this happiness that I'm talking about is a practice skill. In fact, my definition, well, happiness is a practice skill, and my definition of happiness is that you are able to, I am able to be rooted in, feel, vibrate peace, regardless of the bombs that are going around, regardless of the scares in the world, regardless of what happens. The ability to be at peace, to feel peace, to vibrate peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That is my definition of happiness. And happiness, you know, people use the word happy. Some people don't like that word, peace, whatever, contentment. You know what I'm feeling. You know what I mean. I'm talking about a space, a place that we've all been. We've all been in this place. We've all been in this space. And I'm just here to say you can experience more of this. Happiness is a practice skill. And all I do is share what to practice. And what to eliminate, what to practice that's going to add to your happiness, and what to eliminate that's going to subtract, that subtracts from happiness without fail. There is a formula for happiness. It's just like Einstein's formula or theory of relativity. Isn't that it? Anyway, E times mc squared, whatever that is, there is a formula for happiness. And that formula has only one element in it, and it's you. Well, scratch that. It's two elements. It's you. Three elements. It's you, the mirror, and the universe. That's it. You, the mirror, and the universe. Nobody else is in the formula. Nobody else is in the equation. The problem with practicing, the problem with when I say happiness is a practice skill, the problem is not too many people want to practice. The problem is there's so much programming that is the opposite of what to practice. It's very, very difficult, challenging to break through, to break away from the programming. And let me talk about today's show. Today's show is about addiction, the addiction that nobody talks about. I'm not talking about the addiction to alcohol, the addiction to drugs, the addiction to food, the addiction to shopping, the addiction to what else? Oh, gambling. No. I'm not talking about the top 10 addictions of the world. I'm talking about the addictions that nobody talks about, the addictions that subtract from your happiness. Because quite frankly, I know, put your seatbelts on for this one, but those addictions that I just mentioned earlier, you can have all of those addictions and still feel and be at peace. See, it's just the programming that teaches us, that shares with us, oh, there's something wrong. I know it's controversial. I know your dander is up. I know you're shaking your head. What's wrong with her? She's crazy. No. You can be at peace with a gambling addiction. You can be at peace with a food addiction. You can be at peace with a shopping addiction. The addictions are not the problem. Now, I'm not talking about getting on the road of alcohol. I'm not talking about getting on the road and causing an accident. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one-on-one, your dream. Oh my goodness! I'm just laughing because one of my acquaintances, one of the people that I know, is, you know, there's no other way to put it, but the word is as an alcoholic. And the interesting thing about this person that is an alcoholic that is in my life is that when they are in my presence, I'm not criticizing, I'm not judging, there is a reason for everybody's journey, whether I understand it, whether I would live it, whether I would do it, whether I would do it the same way that I'm getting off track. But there is, you know, the universe allows all addictions. You know that, right? I know I'm getting off. The universe, off track, the universe allows all addictions. Right? The universe doesn't stop anyone from having addictions. It's the programming. It's the what's wrong. It's the criticizing. It's the judgment that is the problem, that I'm doing something wrong. Anyway, I'm actually getting off the topics, but let me jump right back on the topic and talk about. Yeah, that's going to have to be a discussion. Anyway, let's talk about the addictions that no one discusses. These addictions that no one talks about, these addictions definitely subtract from your happiness. And I can say, I know this is controversial. This is what I believe, that if you had an addiction to alcohol, but there were no judgments about it, and you weren't causing any harm to anyone else. In other words, you're not out driving. I mean, the person that I know cannot drive. You're not out driving and causing anyone harm or causing a car accident. You can still be at peace. These addictions that I'm talking about that subtract from happiness, well, before I do that, let me give you a definition of an addiction. An addiction is when the body or the mind badly wants or needs something in order to feel good, in order for things to work out right, in order to feel good. An addiction is when the body or the mind badly wants or needs something in order to feel good, in order to feel right. And I have a few people in the queue. If you want to talk to me, just press the number 1. But these addictions that I'm going to talk about today, nobody seems to discuss. But these addictions that I'm going to share with you, and there are many more, I can't go into all of them, but there are many more, these addictions subtract from your happiness, subtract from your peace, subtract from the vibration of contentment. What is happiness? Happiness is being able to vibrate an energy of contentment, of balance, of satisfaction, of peace. That's what happiness is, to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. So what behaviors, what addictions, and I'm going to call them addictions because when I'm out in the world, everybody, and I mean everybody, is out there practicing them. And one of the biggest addictions, and let me just say this, and I'm going to challenge you, my dear audience, I'm just going to challenge you to be aware and be conscious of your own behavior during the week. Be conscious and be aware of your own behavior in every moment throughout the day, okay? I mean, the only way to experience more peace on this journey is to be conscious and aware and practice. Practice the skill of happiness. Practice the skill of peace because it is a skill. Here we go with the addictions that nobody talks about. You ready? And you let me know, raise your hand, because I can feel you out there. You let me know if you can relate to any one of these. Woo, put your seatbelt on, because I guarantee you're going to be able to relate to a lot of them. And the only reason why I say that is because I did. This was me. Blaming anybody or a circumstance for how you feel. That's an addiction, the addiction to blame, the addiction to blaming, the addiction to blaming anything outside of self for how you're feeling. How many out there love to blame? Here's another addiction. Ooh, this was mine. Oh, this was mine. I was the best at it. I was so good at this. I mean, I was addicted on top of addicted. How about this one? Addicted to being right. Usually the only reason why you have a quote-unquote argument with anyone else, I don't care who it is, you know what an argument, listen, I used to live off of arguments. If I didn't argue with someone, with one person a day, something was wrong. I didn't get my argument fixed. Oh, and I was so good at it. Arguing with anyone, going back and forth, what does it really mean? What are you really trying to do? You're trying to prove that you're right. The addiction to being right. The addiction to being right. And you know what's interesting? When I have people in the queue, when I'm online or broadcasting, I don't pretend to know why, but sometimes when buttons are pushed, people just start to hang up. Or maybe I'm just not interesting. That could be it too. So I had 2 people hang up. Anyway, that's okay. Listen, addicted to being right. How about this one? Oh, this is something that I just discovered I had a little bit the other day. Addicted to drama. Addicted to drama and conflict. I'm raising my hand on this one because everybody that knows me and everybody that knew me 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, oh, my goodness. I would argue if the wind was blowing a different way. Come on. It was always some kind of drama, always some kind of conflict. I needed conflict. I needed drama. I was uncomfortable with the vibration and feeling peaceful. I was uncomfortable with being at peace, with feeling peace, which brings me to another addiction. And I didn't write this one down, but it ties in. This addiction to always have to be, to always have something to do. The addiction to always having, when I say something to do, I mean something to look forward to, some kind of event. What if I told you that for the next 6 months you have nothing on your schedule? Absolutely nothing. You don't have any sporting events. You don't have any get-togethers. You don't have any trips planned. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting together, trips planned, but what my question is, what if I told you you had none of that, nothing to look forward to, no trips, no gatherings, no events, no sporting events? Would you be able to vibrate peace? That's the only question. So this addicted to needing, having something to do. In fact, one of my family members is going to the world. They're supposed to be visiting me in the summer in Oregon. And one of the comments was, well, what's there to do? I mean, this is a really small town. What's there to do? You got to have something to do. What kind of events? Do you have any festivals? Do you have any? What's there to do? I just don't want to sit around and do nothing. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with always having an active schedule. The question comes in is, are you able to be at peace with nothing to do? So the addiction is always having something on the schedule, needing something on the schedule, not feeling right, not feeling centered because there's nothing on the schedule. You know what's so funny is, for me, the last few years, when you know, after a holiday, what did you do? Are you planning to be with your family? You know, Thanksgiving or you know those big holidays, Christmas. And when I come up with, when I answer with nothing, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting at home alone. Sitting at home alone. Let me say that I always get some kind of reaction. You're sitting at home alone. You want to come to our house? No, I'm okay. I'm okay with doing nothing, being by myself, with no plans. So the question to you, my dear audience, is: are you okay with having absolutely nothing to do and nothing planned? I'm not saying to do it. I'm saying, are you okay? Can you be at peace with that? Can you feel settled? Can you feel balanced? Or is there a need for, quote, stimulation, drama, action, activity? Are you able to sit and be at peace in a chair in the middle of a forest? It's an interesting question that only you can answer. Okay, so we have that addiction of blaming, the addiction of being right, the addiction of drama and conflict, being addicted to. Now, let me share with you, I discovered there's a individual that I know, really, really fond of, love the energy, just calm and cool, just easy energy, cool energy. And this particular person is obese. meaning over 400 pounds, over 400 pounds. But I really connect with the soul, with the energy, with the vibration. And I found myself saying, because I've never really connected with some, I when I say connected, I mean close to, conversation, hangout. And I remember thinking, and I remember saying, oh, you know, making the weight a big deal, making the weight an issue, making the weight of how can I help, making the weight, and the only reason why I'm saying making the weight is because someone came to, you know, we need to help them lose weight. You know, it's not healthy. And I'm really coming from a place of being an example of the universe, where the universe allows everything and all of it. And so I'm listening to these people saying we really need to. They wanted to do an intervention, and my practice is acceptance without judgment. And my practice is if somebody has a question for me, especially since I'm an exercise instructor, what do I need to do? Can you help me lose weight? Can you put me on a program? Yes, I can. But to go up to someone and say that you need help. You know, an intervention, I'm just, it's not going to bring me any peace. Now I'm in somebody else's business. That's just me. But the issue came with, there's a group of us that want to have an intervention, and I'm just not going to be a part of it. Regardless of what you think or you feel about that, the addiction to criticizing self and criticizing someone else with the agenda of, oh, this is best for them. This is for their good. This is for their own good. And I'm here to tell you, unless they're causing harm, unless they're out there causing harm to anyone else, this is a really bad joke. If they're running around sitting on people, causing harm, was really bad, really bad, really bad, tasteless joke, causing harm. I'm not into criticizing. I'm into acceptance. Everyone knows I teach fitness, and if you have a question or if you want it, in other words, if you want help, you ask help. I'm really going off into a tangent. My issue is this. At first, I got caught up in the programming. I did get caught up in what can I do? How can I help? And then I realized that, you know what you're doing, Rebecca? You're into some drama here. You're into lack of acceptance. You're practicing lack of acceptance. And now you're into the drama of making this a thing, making somebody else's weight a thing. That's just me causing drama. Someone comes to me and asks me, hey, how can I? I'm right there. I'm the first one that's going to be in line to assist. But if you're not asking me, the other addiction is being in someone else's business and having the gall and the arrogance that I think that I know what's best for someone else. That's an addiction, thinking that I know what's best, thinking that anyone knows what's best for someone else. Especially if that someone else hasn't asked. That's an addiction. The other big addiction, oh my goodness, this is huge, taking anything personally. Taking anything and everything personally. I don't care if someone's screaming your name. I don't care if someone is pointing their finger at you. It is never personal, especially I'm talking about when people get angry and they're focusing their anger or directing their anger at an individual. It could be you. It's never personal. When people are angry, it just means they are in pain. They are in pain and they are hurting. They're angry, they're in pain, they are hurting. Nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing. But I know the program is, oh, they're angry at me. Oh, there's something I need to do. Oh, there's something I need to change. Oh, they're angry at me. And now we've got a whole soup of drama, a whole soup of conflict, a whole soup of blaming, being right, criticizing, being someone else's business. These are addictions because I'm going to challenge you, my dear audience. I'm going to challenge you to choose one. Pick one. If you relate to being right, blaming, drama, criticizing yourself or others, talking about, how about this one? How about this one? This is a big addiction. Oh, it's rampant. Talking about anyone else in a negative light when they're not around. You know what I mean, dear audience. Talking about anyone else, talking about others in a negative way, with a negative light, a negative spin. You know the difference. There's a big difference in praising or giving accolades or celebrating or, hey, you know, a little, yay, support. And, oh, did you, you know what Betty did? You know what Joe did? You know, did you see what Alan did? Hey, can you believe that the criticism of others is an addiction? The talking about someone else when they're not around is an addiction. Oh, it's easy to do that too. Isn't it easy to talk negatively about someone else when they're not around? I don't tell anyone. I actually found myself doing that one time. It was a slight. But there was no reason for my comment. And I instantly felt it. Instantly. It's just like a pee under 20 mattresses. I instantly felt, oh, here we go. Here you go, Rebecca. Here you go, making a negative comment about someone else. And it really was, it was a very, very, very light. But for some reason, the universe wanted to catch me in it, throw it in my face, put the mirror in my face, and, hey, you got more to practice. The other addiction is, criticizing self and others, that's an addiction. And we also talked about being in someone else's business. That's an addiction. Noticing, paying attention to, talking about, discussing what anyone else is doing. For no reason at all other than you're in somebody else's business. Why is it that people can look out and find everything that's wrong with someone else? Everything that's wrong with others. I could list, you know, back in the day when I was really unhappy, I could list 10 things that were wrong with everybody that I knew, including self. So that criticizing others comes from a criticism, a program criticizing of self. The other addictions, here we go, and I'm just going to name a couple more. The addictions to having an attachment. Attachments, expectations, attachments to a goal, attachments to an outcome, attachments to an object, sentimental attachments. Addicted to, this is going to be a hard one. Addicted to being sentimental. Let me phrase that in a different way. Addiction to be sentimental, because this is the thing, especially getting older and cleaning out, you know, my parents' house. There were so many things years ago where I would say, oh, I have to save that. I'm sentimental. But the attachment to things and the value of putting a value on something, putting a value that this, I need to have this, I need to save this, I need to keep this, putting a value on it, and saving it for sentimental reasons. Now, I'm not saying not to save anything for sentimental. That's not what I'm saying. But if I lost, I wear a Buddha around my neck, and if I lost this Buddha, I already had the conversation. Am I going to, how am I going to feel about it? Am I going to, is it going to disrupt my peace? And I've already had the conversation. Having attachments to things and or items definitely subtract from happiness. So all attachments, having an attachment, is just another form of addiction. It's just another habit attached to an item. Because if you lose that item or you don't have that item or maybe that item is destroyed in a fire or who knows, then how is it going to affect your peace? See, if something has the power to affect your peace, if something has the power to affect your vibration and bring your vibration down to a point of you're uncomfortable, you're not balanced, you're not peaceful, you're not happy, then that's something that is something to look at, focus, and say, maybe I need to take a second look. Maybe I need to look at this in a different way. Because you can, oh, you know what? I've talked to people that have, well, actually two families that I've known that have lost their houses through natural disasters that have gotten in contact with me. And one of the good things I know, finding good in everything, and one of the good things that both families told me was that they realized that these things mean nothing. You know what we have? From photographs to jewelry to, I don't know, any whatever sentimental, babies, clothes that you're saving. There is a freedom of letting go of anything that you're holding on to. There is a peace that comes from letting go of anything that you are holding on to. I got to write that down. That might be on the borderline of genius. There is a peace found in experienced letting go of anything that you feel is of value. It's just like you're traveling on this journey and you've got all of these suitcases. It's just letting go of a suitcase. You know, we're traveling on this journey we called life, and I got to tell you that some of you people are overpacking. You know how it feels to overpack when you're going to a destination, especially if you don't have anybody carrying your bags for you. You got to carry your own bags and you overpack. Just letting go of anything that will put a disruption in disruption in the force field, in the universal force field. Anything that's going to disrupt your field of peace, your vibration of peace. If this happens, am I still able to be peaceful? You just answer the question yes or no. If I lose this, if I let go of this, am I going to be able to be at peace? I mean, people get all worked up over losing a wallet. So the ability to be at peace, regardless of having or not having, letting go of all material things, I'm just saying letting go of the attachment to any material item. Attachments are another addiction. Having attachments. You could have attachments to things. You can have attachments to people. All attachments subtract from your peace. And the last one, let's see. You know, this is a new one. It's called having addiction to, how about this one? An addiction to people pleasing. And that people pleasing has just come into my awareness because I don't have that gene. But there have been people that I've met that it's a common thread of this people-pleasing, wanting to please someone else, wanting to make someone else happy, caring about what someone else over your own peace, or putting someone else's agenda over your own peace. And that's an addiction too, the addiction to people-pleasing. And what, when I talk about addictions, I'm talking about behaviors that you feel uncomfortable, so uncomfortable, letting go of. Whatever you're vibrating is what you are contributing to this planet. If you're vibrating anger, that's what you're contributing to the planet. If you're vibrating sadness, that's what you're contributing to the planet. If you're vibrating criticism, irritation, you name it, that's what you're contributing to this planet. If you're accepting, if you're non-judgmental, if you're open to change, open to new beliefs, that's what you're contributing to the planet. So my challenge to you, my dear audience, is to ask yourself in every moment, what am I contributing? You know, people talk about littering. I remember I used to really be bothered when people were littering. People talk about littering, throwing trash out the window, and that used to be my thing. But what about being angry? That's another form of littering. We're talking about all the plastics that we're trying to get away from because they're damaging the ozone and killing the animals. And I watched on Shark Tank the other day, the toothpaste tubes, the plastic tubes, all the damages that plastic is causing. What about your anger? What about your criticism? What about your blaming? What about the drama? What about your negativity? That's what you're contributing to the planet. And it all comes down to, what do you prioritize? What are you prioritizing? What are you committed to? Are you prioritizing committing to contributing to this planet? What are you contributing? And in every moment, there is an answer. In every moment, there is a behavior that you can choose between peace and or drama. So the addictions that nobody talks about, blaming other people for how you're feeling, being right, drama versus peace, criticizing self or others. I mean, come on, look out there. Look at the TV. Everybody's criticizing. Oh, this is another one. I got to throw this in. Comparing yourself to anyone else. Comparing yourself to others, comparing others to other people, comparing. That is another addiction. Comparing yourself to anyone else, comparing others to other people. It's another addiction. So the addictions, again, the addictions, the more you are aware of behaviors that subtract from your peace, your contentment, your happiness, the more you practice behaving in a way that is going to add to peace, your peace. I'm getting a little emotional only because, you know, I want, which is another addiction, wanting and desiring. My purpose and my only reason for being here is to share, because I want people to feel light and at peace and easy and balanced and relaxed and happy. But I also know and believe and trust that however and whoever I meet and greet and come in, and people that come into my life are here for reasons, here for reasons, here for seasons. And the practice is, the addiction is, the practice is acceptance. Acceptance of all, of the happy people, of people that prioritize peace, and acceptance of the people that don't. The people that are conscious and the people that are unconscious. Acceptance of that too. And I got to admit, there are days when it's a lot easier than others, and the days when it's usually okay. Oh, you're not feeling too much acceptance today. You need to refuel. You know, like anything else, you're riding a wave, and sometimes you catch a wave and sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's sunny and sometimes it's rainy. But all of it is the practice of acceptance. The practice of acceptance, trusting, surrendering, knowing that everything is in order, even when it seems like, when it looks like that it's not. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. I have an Instagram handle, which is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, I have a few videos on YouTube. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, is Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Join me again next week when we'll have another topic. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Love is patient and love is kind. Be your best friend. Be your own best friend. And I'm fumbling over my own ending here. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey and the addictions. Which addiction are you going to practice eliminating this week? That's only a question you can answer. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Norrington. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get
real.
Get real.